Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Damn. I never saw Ghostbusters. What's the Marshmallow Man?
Oh, man. Bill Murray, Steiny. Ray Parker Jr. Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, I never saw it.
What do I do with this, Ken?
I don't understand, because I wasn't even alive when Ghostbusters came out, and I've seen it hundreds of times. Huh. Yeah.
And it's a staple of American culture. Like, dude, how do you not watch it?
Maybe that's why I won't see it. I'm down on American culture.
Wow. Nick, hey, in Ohio, I got to read that. Oh, you got something.
Oh, yeah, I
got
to.
All right, show related.
Take care of business. Hey, we're having a summit, a warrior summit. It's going to be Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warrior season. We're going to do it a little different this time, though. We're going to be 9 games into the year to give it a different flavor. Willard and Dibs, 2-4. All the hosts, 4-6. And it's going to be live again from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. Let's see you there.
And to think that next day is a Friday, baby, let's go. Oh, I got to read this because you know it's therapeutic when I read hate. But this is not hate. This is our guy on the text line sounding. Nick in Ohio. Guru, quit using the expression pods hate. You can evaluate and criticize a player, and it's not hate. That being said, pods should not be getting 30-plus minutes. I feel moody. Melton, Richard, and now Kuminga are all more talented and can help the Warriors win better than pods. But I try to defend them.
Well, you try to play both sides of these kind of things. That's your history anyway.
No, Steiny, stop.
Why?
That's so ludicrous.
No,
Steiny, stop. I get nothing out playing. What's in it for me?
To get on the good side of Warrior,
Steiny,
of Nation.
That's too many people to try to kiss ass to. I say my takes and let them fly and sit where they sit. Dude, we do got a football game Sunday, Steiny. We got to get to it.
We
got to. Where are you watching tonight? Warriors, Blazers, and World Series.
I don't know. I have no idea where I'm watching the Warriors game tonight.
Did you watch last night at home?
No, I didn't watch last night at home.
Oh, you were out. My man.
I'll be getting to that at 2 o'clock.
Okay. All right,
2 o'clock. Let's go to Rafi in Berkeley. Hey, Rafi, how you doing, man?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
You know, I just want to just say that we are lucky to witness what a gift to basketball in its joyous and most pure form Steph Curry is.
Mm.
And not only that, but I have a 5-year-old son who is now allowed to watch that gift. For 2 generations of fans, people have been allowed to watch this. And I just want to touch that what is even more mind-blowing, I think, is at the end of the game, every single person in the arena and every single person on the Nuggets knew exactly what was going to happen, and they still couldn't do anything about it. And that is nearly unprecedented. You know, I mean, I guess they should have fouled him, but when you even think about people who are just overwhelmingly dominant, especially wow. end of games, like, you knew Jordan was going to get the ball, and you knew that he was going to score, and everybody knew. When you think about Shaq in his heyday, and people just would have to jump on top of him, to be able to witness, like, pure basketball joy. And I'm not a fanboy, and I'm actually pretty callous in general to the NBA right now, because I think a lot of it is just kind of empty calories, and I'd like it to be a little tougher and a little grittier.
Right.
But Steph Curry is pure basketball joy, and to just be able to appreciate that. And I guess the last little bit is, I don't know if you guys saw, but when he told Dave Adelman to take a timeout at the end of the game, that is hard. And that's all I got for you guys.
Appreciate the call.
Listen to what's, I mean, you know, if I ask you what Steph Curry means to you, Stani, over these past 17 years, my youngest son and I has brought us together, man. He's just, you know, it's incredible. So when I come in here and I talk about Ohtani or whoever did this and that, this dude is an icon, man. He revolutionized the game. He's got four chips. He's got two MVPs. He's 37 playing like 27. And the Warriors got action in the West. Like, the dude's got no trouble off the court, man. I just, like, he's ours, Stani. Like, what does Steph mean to you? If somebody, like, Sid, what does Steph
what
Curry
does Steph
mean to
mean
you?
To me? What does Steph Curry mean to me? I owe Curry nothing.
But come on, man. This is not.
Been great for my career.
Man.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
Wow.
That is the bottom line.
And you have an autographed jersey sitting in your man cave by the man. Wow.
Yeah.
He's covering him his whole career.
Yeah, you know, it's like, he's.
No, I got. Like, there's no athlete's name I can mention, and Ohtani ain't even there yet. I know you got a ring, but only one. There's nothing out of bounds, right? So when I go Montana Rice, fine. Like, where does somebody tell me stop with the Steph Curry? Jordan, but this dude revolutionized the game and is taking over now the Steph Curry era, the three-ball era. Like, and then he did what he did in the Olympics a few years ago. Like, I'm just keeping it real, man. If we had some Hennessy or new vodka, I would pour a sip right now with toast to the chef.
You can do that. We got a bottle in there.
Dude, I want to get...
Boss isn't here either. You want to?
I could imagine you drinking on air. That wouldn't be good for any of them.
No, boss hates that.
What happened, you think? Something happened in Philly.
Something happened Somebody in a few places. Like, he doesn't like, even no, at the end of a summit, when I, like, sip on one for the last 10 minutes.
He don't even like seeing it, Stani. Something happened. But he'll tell us one day. But anyway, but yeah, I just, shout out to the chef, and now you got Jimmy.
Just think, though, if the chef never shows up, my career's probably over. You wouldn't know. Bay Area wouldn't have to listen to him.
That is crazy.
Seriously.
Wow, man. I will say this. Grandy came in during the break and showed me the last play, or one of the last plays, before it went to overtime. The pick and roll with Murray and Joker. If you watch where Draymond Green had to recover to even attempt to defend that shot for Joker, Stani, Draymond is a savant on defense, man. That was an incredible play. He was up high, like, normally you could have just said, the guys by me, let's just see if he makes it. Dude, he gathered and went and bothered the shot. Dre, spectacular too.
Let's go to KC in Santa Rosa. Hey, KC, how you doing?
Gentlemen, how are you doing? Loving the show as usual.
We're blessed.
I want to talk Warriors, specifically Kuminga.
All right.
And one more thing to leave it. I see him only as a trade chip. Unless he is able to become an all-star this year, I don't see him ever becoming a long-term Warrior. That being said, this start has surprised me. I think there's only two things that can ruin this year's success, and that would be some sort of inner turmoil a la pool that happens. And I'm not going to say the other one. I don't want to be the person that jinxes it by saying the very obvious thing that could derail this team. But it's been a fun start. I hope Kuminga plays great, because if he does, they're going to be able to get so much for him.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that, I think, for a little while.
Well, let's put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, sure. Stani. It's only two games, but if Kuminga were to put 25 games or 30 of these games just to where everybody's whispering sweet nothings about him, I don't see a trade. Like, what? Why would you go turn that in to get what?
Well, he might.
And he's 22.
I mean,
just saying.
He might not want to.
Trades are hard.
But the other part of wanting him out because he don't fit would go away. And that would be your only, dilemma there about, does he want to be here?
Patently Fraudulent on the YouTube chat says, Steiny's Bay Area career started by saying, Steph is not a true point guard. And you know what?
He remembers it,
too. And you know what, Fraudulent? I was right. He's not a true point guard. He's a scoring point guard. He's a scoring two guard. He's a scoring guard.
One of the best to ever
do
it.
A true point guard
is Jason Kidd.
Yeah, or Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Tell me I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. And when he came into the league, it wasn't positionless basketball at that point. There were questions about, is he a one? Is he a two? And, he wasn't your traditional either.
But we're in, Frazier talked about it, Stoddy, Bruce Frazier, who we had on at 10:30. We are in an era of positionless basketball.
I appreciate you, Jason.
What happened?
He says take a lap.
Nah.
I'm sure he probably means victory lap. Let's go to Coach Dink. Coach Dink. In Fairfield.
Dink.
No, I'm serious.
Dink. No, Dink and
Coach Dink.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? What's happening? What's happening?
What's up, baby?
Hey. I just want to allude it to the last caller, man, who was talking about, if Kuminga can continue to be great and hopefully be an all-star this year. I don't know if y'all recall last year me calling about Kuminga in the last playoff game, but, until we realize who the Warriors' future is, we're not going to build anything, man. Kuminga is our future for the last time. Curry is gone. Curry got 2 years, maybe a year, maybe a half a year. Who knows? But, we know his clock is ticking, man. We got a baby who's performing, who's showcasing, who's pretty much a box office, man. I mean, the guy is... He's a baby, and he's showcasing what he can do and what he can be in this league. And we still trying to find a way to get him out of here. We got a whole lot of learning to do, man. And it's just frustrating to see, when we got something good, we don't want to roll with it. It's hard for me to believe that Steve Kerr don't believe he's our future without even saying it.
What if it's changing now, though? Hey, what if it's changing now, though? I know it's two games, but what if that changes right before your eyes?
Oh, what are you talking about the change? The turnovers with
Curry looking at Kuminga, Kuminga being the future? Because I'm with where you're at. He is our future, and that's why I don't want him to go. But what if that's about to metamorphose into he's playing the right way and now they see it?
I think they've been seeing it. I think we just don't see it as, couch potatoes. We may not see it, but they see it in the gym. They see it at practice. Mm. He ain't starting for no reason, you guys.
Appreciate it, Rob.
Oh, it goes to your points, Donnie. I guess he's been in the lab or making a conscious effort to play the right way. You know what, Donnie? I do hate that term.
Which term?
Play the right way.
Why?
Because if you say
so many people don't do it in the NBA.
Dude, I'm down on the league. We'll get into that, but. No, Stoney, it has a negative connotation to it.
But I'm not going to apologize for
that. It's like he was being selfish. It might have just took him longer to adjust to know just how important it is to give yourself up at times as gifted as you think you are. And that's what I think he's figured out. But when I hear the play the right way, it's like Kuminga was coming to the court F you, Stoney, F you.
He wasn't playing the right way. It's okay to say it. They want him to play differently.
Okay, this is my question. And I love that.
Please don't ask it. Yeah. Do I think he knew what they wanted him to do? I mean, the kid's not an idiot.
Of course he is.
Of course he knows. And I don't know why it's now, and maybe this is a two-game thing. But for whatever reason, he's put two games together where he's doing some things that he hasn't done a lot of lately.
And I'll say this to that. You could tell me to go somewhere and shove it. That's fine. I've heard that before. I saw what he did against the Timberwolves in that playoff series. So for all of you that deleted that footage mentally, that's in my mental repertoire. It'll stay there. That was fabulous.
You want to do
man.
Yourself a favor?
Yeah.
Replace those meaningless games last year and put these first two in. And what you'll see is a better all-around player.
I understand.
That impacts winning in a more positive way. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Stoney, we got to get, after this segment, we got to get to the Niners.
There's nothing to talk about.
It's Football Friday. They got a game. You can imagine they go up there and lose. What are we talking about? And am I the only one concerned about Brock?
Listen, we can get rid of it. We can do this segment in 1 minute. Steiny, I'm starting to think Brock Purdy might not come back this year. Yeah, I don't know, Goo. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. Steiny, this is bad. Yeah, it looks like it might be worse than we thought. That's our Niners talk. Good luck, Mac Jones.
Please. No Bryce Huff, man.
By the way, you all out there that want some kind of comeuppance or resolution, Kuminga fan, you're not going to get it from, like, don't you get it? Like, the people who were down on him are going to be able to say, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Now he's playing.
I hate it.
Because he's doing what he hasn't done. So, yeah now he can play. Like, you're not going to get.
I got you, but. Austin and San Jose, my guy, Stoney, our guy. I hate playing the right way. It's subjective. Media guys invent their own criteria.
I played the right way. No doubt about it.
Well, you try.
I played the right way. I can say that. Like Draymond Green plays the right way.
Jimmy Butler plays the right way. He took two Miami teams to the finals.
At his best.
Okay, gotcha.
But
I'll ever judge you on.
Don't you tell Jimmy Butler how to play. That's all I'm saying.
And Durant plays the right way.
I can almost see him saying, you know what, I'm a little tight from last night.
Dude, you're waiting on that. That's what I don't like, Scotty. You're being thirsty.
I'm going to take Rob in Sonora.
Hey, Rob. And San Bruno.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to chime in on this Kuminga bit, and everybody's happy about these first two games. I'm a big Warrior fan. Me and my boys Nick and Nate, we're huge Warrior fans. We watch it, but again, we still got to pump the brakes on Kuminga. You know what I mean? I mean, if he plays like this, if we're 25-30 games into the season, or let's just say 20 games into the season, and he's doing at this or even close to this, yes, we're happy. Kuminga's coming out, but Isn't Moses the guy who was supposed to start? That's pretty much why Kuminga's getting his start, right?
I'll give you that. Kerr told Willard and Dibbs that. I got you.
So I'm saying let's pump the brakes. Let's see how it goes. And, of course, you know, last night's game was amazing. Steph was nuts. I was hoping that the local kid wasn't going to drop a career on us, but he ended up dropping a 50 spot on us. But hey, we got the win, and I'm liking it. So far I'm happy, but we still got to pump the brakes and see how 10, 20 games gets into this and see what we really got with Kuminga. If he is the future, if he is the star that we all see that he might be able to be, you know, we'll see. It's all mental at this point. These guys are all studs. They can turn it on and off at any time.
Yep. Life is mental.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call.
Go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say, Steiny, we got a double back. Something happened in the Bay last night that had not happened yet in the NHL. The Sharks get their first win. Shout out Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. He joined our show. We were his first interview in the Bay. Steiny, he had 3 goals, and he's 19 years old, man. Just think about the kid's future is bright, man. We should have him back on.
That's my guy.
So much that you didn't even get to the tank last year. We suck. We do. It's just some old dudes. Well, I'm still hooping.
I got to tell you.
You ain't feeling it?
It's a long way down there to San Jose sometimes.
Well, we went for the summit.
I know. That was my yearly trip. I mean,
Santana Road.
I do have to get down there. What we got here? You want to talk? We can talk.
But I want you to mean it, talk about the Niners, not fake it.
I'm barely hanging on right now. Let's go to, we got Devon in the Uber.
All right,
hey, Devon, how you doing?
Hey, my guys, how y'all doing, man?
2-0, baby.
2-0, man. We here. I just, first off, man, I hope it lifts y'all's spirits. Goo, you got the hair, one of the, I think might be the best hair in the Bay Area, brother. I just wanted to say that. And Steiny, I don't know how you have the wisdom of a 500-year-old man, but you got the look of a 25-year-old man. So I just wanted to give you guys some love there.
Wow, dude.
Of course. I wanted to, of course, man. The Warrior, this is what I'm afraid of, right? I am so afraid of some Warrior fans out there that are getting too hyped, right? Like, we have to enjoy the game for what it is and give it a few more hours the next day. But it's foot the ground, like boot the ground, right? Like, it's 80 more games. We could be 2-0 and then be 2-80, you know? So let's hold our horses. Kuminga, though, you know, I like what I'm seeing so far. I just hope he keeps getting the chances. And I kind of think it's an unfair situation for him because, like this game, for example, if we're asking him to score and do all this and that, like, I don't want us to lose because it's a back-to-back and everybody's drained and he was part of the overtime too. And then they're like, see, you can't do this with Kuminga, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I don't want that. I just want us to go out there and give the best effort we can. Pods is cool. Pods is a professional basketball player. But
that I agree with.
He's not a starter.
That I agree with.
He's not a starter.
Yeah. That's you know what?
But he's definitely a professional. Best.
You know what, Devon?
Thanks, D.
Yeah, and
Rick, my guy. Rick said, our guy Rick. He said, what did he's an asset? Damn, I like that word. That just hit me today. An asset. That's what he is. Donnie starter? I don't know, and we'll find out. That'll be tested when Melton comes.
This guy's
back.
A player.
Oh yeah, can we hear that one more time, Kenny? Steve Kerr. This guy's a player.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Let's go to D in the city.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite one. Hey, D, how you doing, buddy? D in the city.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up,
D? Tell me, buddy.
Man, I'm over here listening about all this Steph Curry stuff. Why can't Steph Curry? Is Steph Curry really top 10? Because if you guys, I feel like if everybody laid their top 10 out, everybody in the top 10 plays both ways. So why can't Steph be just the greatest shooter of all time? Why does he have to be in a top 5, top 10 conversation? Do you put Rodman in a top 10 conversation? Okay, so then why is Steph in a top 10 conversation if he doesn't go both if he doesn't do his job both ways?
Go ahead,
everybody that say from 1 to 5 obviously plays defense, especially if you're talking about big men.
I mean, what would you say about Magic and Bird? Their defense.
Be quiet.
You're telling me Magic can't hold down somebody, a point guard? Magic is 6 what?
But he wasn't a problem offensively like Curry is, man.
And he wasn't a debacle on defense.
Wow. Oh, I think that's a little strong for Steph.
Well, when Damian Lillard used to come to the city at his prime, you know, Thompson had to guard him. You know,
no doubt.
Clay had to.
My man.
So I'm just wondering, what is it about Curry with the top five, top ten, if everybody in top five, top ten plays both ways?
You know what? I'm going to throw that out to our listeners, hey. D.
But D, what about D?
I want to hear it.
But D, don't hang up real quick. D, what about the 2022 chip where he was the dude? What? How do you look at that and say that he wasn't the guy?
He defensively?
No, just all of it, the whole portfolio. He was the reason the Warriors won and Wiggins in the team.
D, we got to run, but
wow,
certainly food for thought.
What a! I seen a unicorn, man.
I mean, there's a point when you're so dominant offensively.
But there used to be a Joe Clay guard his man and Steph's back in the day. Steph grew out of that.
Yeah.
He's still my top point guard in my top five of all time.
He's good. The real issue is why everybody gets so sensitive,
dude,
when they rank Steph somewhere.
He's one of the
greatest of all time.
And he did come out the game last night for the most important plays. Now, you saw that, right?
Remember, I got a gripe.
Oh, yeah.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
JD!
Happens every time.
What?
Somebody talks poorly about Steph Curry and the lines light up.
Dude, I had that. Who was that guy?
He ignored
Steph on offense, though. That's what I didn't like.
Really,
and that's
hard.
Everything.
It's really hard to do.
Yeah.
I mean, on my all-time player rankings, I haven't done them in the last couple months. Curry's definitely ahead of Kobe Bryant, right?
Not on mine.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I got Kobe higher.
I got Kurt. No. Come on.
The two-way thing on my top 10 list does matter.
What about the selfishness part? Does he get docked for that?
No, that's what makes you a killer.
There it is, babe.
Stoddy, come on.
Absolutely, I got Curry above Kobe.
Seriously?
Yes.
But on the court.
That's where I have him.
Well, then you got Curry ahead of Jordan. Because Kobe is the closest thing to me to Jordan.
That's your list.
You got Kobe ahead of Durant?
Yes. Yeah, I think I do.
So what about, to his point, defense don't matter to you then?
What?
When it comes down to...
Kevin Durant, was defensive player of the year candidate.
I'm scratching him off. I'm talking about Kobe and Jordan.
What's your question?
How was Curry ahead of those two?
He's not ahead of Jordan.
Oh, okay. What about Kawhi? I got Kawhi, Snotty. Prime Kawhi on both sides. Defense does matter a bit on when you comes down to the top 10. That's all. Steph's my number one point guard.
Estimated eyes. How could I be antagonizing you? I'm on Curry's side on this one. You ass. Zizou in New Jersey. What's up, Zizou? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Definitely was not liking the Steph disrespect that was happening on the show. He is, one of my biggest inspirations. And to your point, I also think you have to factor his impact in the game. Apart from maybe Michael Jordan, he's probably the most impactful basketball player of all time. So, that certainly moves him up in the list as well, besides just offense and defense and stats and all that, in my opinion.
Thanks, Zizou. Appreciate the call. Are you writing a book? What are you doing over there? Seriously, I've never seen you write like that before.
Hey, please, I got a whole notebook.
I was
doing my top 10.
You know what? I may try to do my top 10.
I was like, keep talking, motor mouth, and then you stop.
Let's go to Sam in Sunnyvale. Scooter and I are going to make our list, but no, we're going to listen too.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Want to make it clear, I have 10 appreciation days.
There you
nice.
Go.
More seriously. So Kuminga looks great. It looks like he's happy. Hopefully it'll continue. I wanted to know, what do you guys think has, sort of turned things around or improved things?
That's what I want to know, Sam. That's what I want to know.
But to Sam's part question, Stoney, don't we know it? It was a tumultuous offseason. He could have been somewhere else. He heard everything. He probably talked to Aaron Turner ad nauseum, and he figured it out. Okay, let me just go, not take one for the team, but in a sense, let me just do what hasn't. Remember that day you said, in
so
this
why
day
after
with me?
4 years is the question? Is it
because
is the college question?
I mean, he wants to be. Maybe he wants to stay here too, but also Stoney, do something that he hadn't really got married to. So why are we acting so incredible? Just blown away like. I mean, he's finally just said, I got to do it. And maybe it took all this drama, what we deem drama in the offseason, and he's doing what he heard he couldn't do, and he got tired of it. That's all.
You have your list?
I'm almost done.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 8 right now.
Okay, I got 8 too, there. I swear to you.
Let's go to Christian in Fairfield.
Christian.
Hey, Christian.
My guy. Hey, fellas. You guys calm me down being on hold. I was going to go in on the guy.
Oh, man.
Dame Lillard with Steph. Steph put 60 on the guy. He wants to bring up Dame Lillard. So I'm going to be cool because it's Friday. Steiny, you be Tech winners. Guru, you be Phil Jackson.
Phil.
Don't you put the best defender on the guy who's cooking. Like if it's Kyrie, you're going to put the best defender on him. Steph is not deficient on defense. He's one of the best team defenders ever. He led the league in steals. That's here nor there. Since you guys are doing a top 10 real quick, I'll give you mine. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry, Tim Duncan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and Kevin Durant.
Dude, I had everybody, man. Stoney, we had damn near the same one.
Yeah, you're missing. He's missing a guy that absolutely belongs on there.
Oh, I like that list.
What do I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 8 right now.
I got 9.
So I need 2 guys.
And how far are you going back? From the beginning of time? I just kind of went with...
I got to have Wilt on there. I gotta have Wilt.
And you're a historian, and so am I. But Stoney, there's just something about me not being able to watch a guy. On a whole different level than my list. You know,
That's fair. You could just whittle it down to just the people that you've seen.
Yeah.
My list would be.
Here we go. I'm writing it
somebody
down.
Here.
All right. Is this 1 through 10? Like 1 being the best, or you just your top 10? I just did 10.
Yeah, you can do that, Ken. Okay. You can give me some music.
You look at Kenny on a Friday.
Dear boy. Now I'm getting.
What do you got? Okay. You just
no particular order.
Oh, okay.
Jordan,
MJ,
Magic, Bird, Kareem, LeBron, Wilt, Curry, Tim Duncan belongs on the list. Who have I forgotten? Russell? Bill Russell, maybe? World's biggest winner. 10 would be, who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting somebody.
Don't be scared.
And I'm forgetting somebody.
Drexler?
No.
I say Bird?
I say Bird. I only have top 9. Right. I guess Kobe would be 10.
All right. Kobe was so good, man. No? Like, what did he leave on the bone to you before I give you my 10?
What's that?
What did Kobe leave on the bone? Like, what didn't he not do for you? He was a killer. Didn't left Shaq.
I don't think he was a good teammate. He was a chucker. He was a chucker.
And I'm being
like
honest
George
with you.
George Costanza.
All right. I'm being honest with you. Do you think there's anybody that Bird played with that said, behind closed doors, he wasn't the best teammate?
Yes, absolutely. Robert Parrish.
Then why don't you?
Robert Parrish didn't get step in the middle of the Irving and Bird fight.
Hey, come on, man.
No, Parrish thought Bird had some.
But how
Jack
does he
Cole
not
qualities.
Get demerits for that then from you?
Who?
Bird. Like, how come that don't hurt Bird?
Because I actually believe that if you are a great player, you almost have to be kind of a jerk.
Wow, man. You make it work for who you like, and then you take it's a demerit for the ones you don't like. Anyway, here I go. Magic.
You know, Magic was a great leader.
Yeah, Magic was great.
Yeah.
MJ, Shaq, Kobe, Kawhi, Bron, Hakeem, Bird, Tim Duncan, and I'm conflicted on this last one. Sorry.
Okay.
But that's it.
All right.
You had no problem with anybody I said, huh? No,
I wasn't really listening.
See, and that's why we're the most toxic show with
hanging
the
by a thread here.
So I could have said Miss Fields cookies, and you wouldn't even got. You would have just.
This guy's kidding, right? The 408's kidding.
Let me see.
Steiny Duncan impacted nothing. Then add Jokic, Shaq, Steve Kerr. Oh my God.
Dude, we got Walt Frazier, Jordan, Bird, Steph Chamberlain, Bron, West, and Bernard King, and Jokic and Hakeem. It's so fluid. Oscar Robertson, Kareem was incredible, man.
Tim Duncan, to me, is the most underrated star that's ever played in the NBA.
And I'm on.
How many Defensive Player of the Year awards did he win?
Do you want to fight me that I said on my team, I want Karl Malone?
He was a great player.
How big is the gap between those two and Barkley? Between Tim?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carl Malone and...
I mean, they're all great.
Charles Barkley.
Duncan's got the rings. Duncan's got the rings.
Where does Curry rank outside of that top 10, by the way? None of you mentioned him.
Yeah, I had Curry in my top 10.
You did? Where? Yeah.
Well, I only have eight. I only have nine now.
Well, you need another one then.
Shout out Shasky. You butchered it.
Goo, I didn't hear you say Curry.
I said MJ, Shaq, Kobe, Kawhi, Hakeem, KD, Curry, Braun.
Oh, excuse me.
Then I said I was conflicted.
You can have whoever you want on the list.
I want to know how big of the gap. This is like the Gary Payton or Jason Kidd. It's just too hard. It's a headache.
I'm taking Payton.
I wonder what kid would say to that.
Who cares?
No, I like him. Played against him in high school.
Yeah.
And open gym. Skyline Junior College.
Duncan's better than Kobe every day and
they're
twice on Sunday.
Different positions, people.
And that's a good rationalization when you know your guy's not as good.
Dude, come on, man.
You know, if somebody would say Steiny Curry was better than Bird, I'd be like, yeah, well, they didn't play the same position.
No White Mamba. These lists are fraudulent.
White Mamba. He's trying to be funny. He's trying to be funny. All right, let's talk Niners. What do you got? You don't even know who they're playing.
Sonny, stop.
We haven't talked about them.
Bet's already in. They're playing the Texans, and we could talk. Yeah, Scalabrini, the White Mamba. We could talk about the game and we could talk about my fears, but the game, I just believe Houston coming off a bye week, winning to Seattle and looked so inept offensively, Steiny. I would be truly and thoroughly disappointed if this somehow were the game where this Niner no-name defense with rookies, second-year players, and guys that have been making names for themselves, if this offense led by C.J. Stroud was the one that got them. But on the flip side, what has me locked and loaded is what Evan told me when you, Spadoni, and I got together this morning in E, is Houston's defense is real. And D'Amico Ryans, don't forget the revenge factor where he could get two birds with one stone, Steiny, and Robert Saleh and Kyle Shanahan. So I'm just wondering, if Mac Jones is not the most mobile quarterback, do the Texans defensively got major action against this Niner offense?
That's what I think.
Man.
So I am talking to a guy yesterday, not Harry, but a guy who knows football, and he's like, I'm like, give me a break. I'm like, Niners are going to beat the Texans. They stink. You know, I was doing my little shtick, and he goes, that ain't going to be an easy game. He's like, the Texans defense is really good.
Are any of the Niners games easy? I mean, Atlanta came, but, you know, they were 3rd and 13 away from putting that thing away. But, man, Mac Jones, Steiny, he's a target. I feel like defensively they're gonna bring the house, man. Can he get away? Can he get rid of the ball quick? But moving forward, when I see you Monday and you all, Stoney, I really need to know when Brock Purdy's going to come back, because if he can't make this game after Houston, at what point do you say what you said in the crossover? And it hit me like, we're just going to go this route. You need to just get healthy and man. Because there is still the bridge and possibility of when you do bring him back, when he thinks he's ready, that you get a Jacksonville performance. And if behind closed doors after that, you say, oh, Stoney, that Jacksonville performance was predicated on the bad toe, then it's max show to the end. Like, we're getting there. And by all accounts, he was supposed to play this Sunday.
I'm not sure if we're getting there yet, but
Texans are favored by 2.5? That's Eric and Pinal. No way.
Yeah, I think Texans are favored.
Yeah, I don't care. They're at home. They stink.
That's a pick 'em game, Goo. Actually, it's less.
Dude, this is liquidate all assets on the Niners, man. Kyle ain't losing.
Careful. Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. D'Amico Ryans knows that offense. What are you laughing about?
He does. I'm feeling that, and it's a fear. But the offense from you watched him against Seattle? They're putrid.
Who'd I watch against Seattle?
The Texans offense.
I couldn't pick the Texans out of a police lineup.
Well,
I have no idea who plays for the Texans. I know Nico Collins is out.
He won't be playing. Jesus Christ. You know what? The church is listening. I take that back.
Tim Duncan never won a Defensive Player of the Year award? That's a joke.
So but people got Earl the Pearl? Pistol
that's
Pete,
flashiest top five.
Connie Hawkins? Hey, thank you. I didn't see it. Wow. And White Chocolate. Man, that dude did a move on Gary Payton. I'll never forget.
Yeah. All right. You know what's bugging you yet?
Oh, I can't. I'm staring at it. Not you. Like, I'm going in, Stoney. I'm gonna put up. This is out of your playbook.
Is it? Hey, Eddie Johnson on TV. All right.
We got 6 minutes.
I know we do.
You tired?
Yeah, I am.
Is it your head or stomach?
It's like just like feeling run down a little bit.
We're at that age. You might not be. Hey, have you thought that this might just be it, man? I'm playing. Hey, I appreciate you coming in. We had your back.
That's what life's
about. If you couldn't make it.
No, you guys didn't have it today.
Randy would have came in.
I didn't want to do that to him.
I would have personally texted the boss, hey, just put
hey,
a.
Oh, by the way, I'm being serious, Lucas. You were a reason I didn't call in.
Why?
Because I didn't.
He always has it. Okay, Lucas is like the negotiator.
But let me go through it.
Texting.
I wake up at 6:15, and yeah. I'm like, oh, man.
I've been there.
So what I always do is I text the boys first, you and Evan. And I was like, guys, I'm not feeling it today. And then Evan hits me with, I'm doing the morning show.
So
that was trouble. Usually I was waiting for Evan to go, I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
But he was on with Spadoni in the morning, and then I was like,
did a good job.
All right. Then I texted Nahegan.
Oh, no, he's
and
out.
And I was like, oh, shoot, he's not even in town. And then I said, forget. I said, never mind. I'll go in because I didn't want to, Lucas, I didn't want to put Lucas through that either.
But Lucas can handle it, dude. He's the director of sports. Lucas has had put out some fires.
No, I know he could handle it, but I didn't want him waking up at 6:30 like, oh, now I got to get somebody in here for Steiny in the next hour.
Thanks, Steiny.
You're welcome. And thank you.
Now, Lucas. There could have been, you don't think about this stuff, another thread popping between Evan and I after he said you're out, like, let's go get him. Not that that happened, but yeah, it's not, man, anytime you're down, and you know what they say, there's so many bugs going around, it's better to no-show than go get others sick.
Yeah, it's
now,
not.
Now, Ken and I and Lucas are compromised.
No, they're not. I'm not sick like that.
You don't know.
No, I do know.
You said you feel run down.
Yeah. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Trying to figure out where the Warriors were on.
Hey, we didn't have Dirk on any of the lists.
I didn't. I know. I didn't.
What do you mean you know?
I don't have him on my top 10 list.
Is he top 15?
I don't know. I didn't go that far.
There are so many athletes that just get, Kenny, disrespected. Man. Carmelo Anthony, not on the list?
Why would he be? He's a scorer. He's one-dimensional.
So is Durant.
Durant, was in Defensive Player of the Year.
Scotty, what happened?
You remember that year?
We watched it.
It was unbelievable.
Then he got the high, whatever.
It was unbelievable that people were actually saying that, but they were. And it was 35 games. Kevin Durant might win Defensive Player of the Year. He's averaging 2 blocks a game. It's like, you got to be
Now, listen, we're having fun, but I'm being real. Stoney, this is a guy that gets no credit, and Kenny and Lucas probably don't even know who he is. Dominique Wilkins was a bad dude on the basketball court. Yep. Would he make your top 20?
I'd have to sit down.
The human highlight film? Dominique was – no credit, man.
No, he gets credit.
He took Bird to – he had Bird getting headaches, that Atlanta team.
No.
Stoney, I used to watch him in the playoffs, Atlanta.
Bird never covered Wilkins.
Oh, well, no, I'm not McHale saying he covered Wilkins. I'm not saying
that. As Kevin
that.
McHale said.
I'm saying giving them fits, like playing fits. Dude, Dominique was good. That's all. You know what?
Earned more respect in a loss than in all his wins combined.
Hey, you know, he just slapped us in the face, right?
Who?
Cool. He just slapped me and Lucas in the face saying we didn't know who the human highlight reel is.
No, oh. I was going, it was a compliment. It was the age.
We're saying, like, you don't even know who he is. Come on, man.
It wasn't meant like that.
Kevin Garnett? No.
Now, he's not better than Tim Duncan.
I agree.
But he's a reason the Celtics won. There's no doubt about him.
Nah. What about Paul Pierce?
Yeah, Pierce was a bad dude, the truth, but nah, it was Garnett's, Donnie.
All bark. Kevin Garnett.
So you're judging him in Minnesota. I know what you're doing.
Bark. No bite. Did you hear he was in the poker game?
Yeah. Huh. Well, you can play poker. I don't know why this story is not. I know why. I don't want to get fired, man. It's rubbing me the wrong way. List everybody that was arrested. Show their pictures.
You want to know who arrested?
Show everybody's. I'm just saying.
Read the indictment then. They're all in there.
Yeah.
Dibley read it.
No, I know that. But
no,
every time I turn on the channel, I'm tired of seeing just two guys. Show everybody. The family. Show them. You got pictures. But it's the same old characters, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, what a night last night.
2 minutes.
Kenny, come on, baby. Seriously.
I'm done discussing sports.
I've never heard you seriously give Steph the love you gave him today, but it was just a reminder, 37 and a half, that's what I'm calling him, due to steal box office. And with your life on the line right now, currently in the lead, this is what we should have did.
Mm.
Stoney, I mean this. Steph, by far, if you needed a bucket, where are you going? That person can jump, can skyhook, whatever. It's Steph.
I mean, would you be mad if I said, what about Shea?
No, I wouldn't be mad.
Okay, well, I'm not
But would you take Shea over Steph right now?
Yeah, because he's younger. But that's the only reason.
No, for a bucket. And that's a compliment to Steph that we're even saying that.
The problem with Shea is he can get to that mid-range anytime he wants.
Steph was taking it to the hole last night, Stoney. Couple times, could have got a and one.
Well, that's what you do when they're guarding you out on the court.
Except when you're down three.
T-Mac. What a myth he was. Tracy T-Mac. McGrady.
He can score those, 90. T-Mac.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.